Google to pay $500 million in fines. Steve Jobs quits as Apple chief and gold price plunges. It's Thursday, August the 25th. I'm Andy Malarkey. Internet giant Google has agreed to pay $500 million in fines for publishing online adverts from Canadian pharmacies selling illegal drugs to US customers. By paying the fine, Google will avoid criminal prosecution in the US for profiting from the adverts. The $500 million represent the firm's revenues from the adverts and the revenues generated from the sale of the drugs, federal investigators said. Google has said it should not have allowed the adverts to go ahead. The US Justice Department says controls over selling the drugs were inadequate. While Canada has its own regulatory rules for prescription drugs, Canadian pharmacies that ship prescription drugs to US residents are not subject to Canadian regulatory authority, and many sell drugs obtained from countries other than Canada which lack adequate pharmacy regulations. It added that the higher price of drugs reflected the fact that some could be bought without a doctor's prescription. And Apple founder Steve Jobs has resigned as chief executive of the technology giant and will be replaced by its chief operating officer Tim Cook. Mr. Jobs, who underwent a liver transplant following pancreatic cancer, said he could no longer meet his chief executive's duties and expectations. The Silicon Valley legend will become chairman of the firm. The 56-year-old has been on medical leave for an undisclosed condition since 17th January. In a short letter to the board of Apple, Mr. Jobs wrote, "I have always said if there's ever came a day when I would no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's chief executive, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come. I hereby resign as chief executive of Apple." Apple board member Art Levinson paid tribute to Mr. Jobs' contribution to the company, saying that Steve's extraordinary vision and leadership saved Apple and guided it to its position as the world's most innovative and valuable technology company. Analysts said the move was not unexpected and would have little impact on the day-to-day running of the company. Nor will customers see any real difference, analysts said as well. However, Apple shares slid more than 5% in after-hours trading, suggesting that some investors were less confident of the company's prospects without Mr. Jobs at the helm. At the same time, shares in two of Apple's main Asian rivals gained. Taiwan-based phone maker HTC rose 4.1%, while South Korea's Samsung Electronics gained 3.2%. And finally, the price of gold has plunged 9.3% after hitting a record $1,930.50 an ounce on Tuesday as markets became more upbeat about the economy. By late trading in Asia on Thursday, the precious metal had dropped to $1,738 while stock markets continued to rally. Analysts put the falls down to profit taking and hope of new measures in the US to try and bolster its recovery. Gold is perceived as a safe investment in times of uncertainty. Its price has risen steadily this month during a turbulent period on the markets caused by fears about the global recovery and euro debt crisis. Some predict that Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke will sign a new round of quantitative easing to try and kickstart the US's sluggish economy when he speaks at a gathering of central bankers on Friday. They say that hopes of a healthier US economy make gold less attractive as a haven investment. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your business news, but in the meantime, I'm Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.